The energy of this story is a continuation of the story of the exorcism of the man with an unclean spirit in the synagogue. So they left the synagogue on this, you know, big day in Jesus' ministry, the first day, and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. So the four men who he had recruited for his mission are with him. This is, the least dramatic of all the healings in the Gospel of Mark, but it is for that reason particularly significant. They went home to have dinner after the synagogue, and Simon's mother-in-law, who apparently lived with Simon, was in bed with a fever. So Jesus goes in and takes her by the hand. The fever leaves her, and she serves them dinner. It's a sign of Jesus' presence and concern for even small illnesses and his authority over that. So not only then does he cast out demons, but he also heals those who are sick with various diseases. And then, having, you know, healed Simon's mother-in-law, the word gets around. And so that evening, they bring to him all the people in the whole town who are sick with various diseases and who are possessed with demons. And so it's the portrayal of a great scene of enthusiasm and joy at the new possibilities that are present that Jesus brings. And it happens immediately. And he casts out, he heals many who are sick with various diseases and casts out many demons. Now, in this case, Mark makes it explicit that the unclean spirit is a demon. It is an evil spirit. And so Jesus casts out many evil spirits. Another sign of his authority over the powers of evil is that he will not allow the demons to speak, because they recognize him. They know that he is the one who has authority over them. And so Jesus wouldn't allow them even to speak. The story of Jesus' prayer the next morning is, first of all, a sign of Jesus' connection with God. That is, that he immediately, after this amazing first day of ministry, goes out into the countryside early in the morning before dawn and prays. So everybody's looking for him because they want to have another day like they had before. But instead of staying in Capernaum, Jesus continues his mission. And the message of the kingdom of God, the action of the establishment of the kingdom of God, then begins to radiate out from Capernaum throughout all of Galilee, where he proclaims the message of the kingdom of God in the synagogues and casts out many demons. It is a sign of the immediate power of Jesus' teaching and of his authority to heal, to cast out demons, to establish the peace and health of the kingdom of God. The energy of telling this story is, first of all, the calm and quiet of the healing of Simon's mother-in-law, which is she's in a private room. And so it's not a spectacular incident, yet it is amazing in the context of this small home. The bringing together of all the people from the city is more expansive, and so you want to draw the picture of all these people gathered together. It takes a big gesture, and you want to encourage people to see all these people gathered around the door of the house, the entire city, with people who are sick and who are possessed with various unclean spirits, and Jesus going through the crowd, healing many of various diseases, casting out demons. So it is a big scene. So you want to make it a bigger thing, with a more expansive thing. The next episode is very quiet. Jesus going out to pray has a contemplative feel about it. and then of Simon and the others finding him and saying, you know, everybody's looking for you. Jesus, calm, knowing what it is that he is going to do, says, let's go on to the next towns. So the energy of this story then is this extension, this immediate extension of the power of the kingdom of God.